What's up, y'all? Summer's got a different tempo. Everything's a little looser, brighter. One plan turns into another. You hear something, you stay a little longer. Next thing you know, you're somewhere you didn't plan to be. It's those in-between moments. That's where the ideas hit. Conversations stretch out, little memories sneak up on you. And sometimes, it's just about what's in your hand. That color, that chill. The new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks. Guava and passion fruit flavors with mango pineapple flavored pearls. Yeah, that feels like summer before you even taste it. Funny how one small stop becomes the best part of the day. Start your summer rhythm with Starbucks. Try the new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps, in line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Moto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
Let's go to some breaking news right now. Thank you guys for joining us. Breaking update as we are here on the Nancy Guthrie situation. Images have now been released by NBC News. We can put them up on the screen if you're watching. This is the man authorities are saying is behind the kidnapping of Nancy Guthrie. This is a appears to be from the Nest video equipment. If you're listening to the podcast and not seeing the images, you have a man in a ski mask, two eye holes in it. It looks like it's one that covers the nose. Is the mouth visible on that? There's a couple images that have now. It looks like the mouth is visible. So this is a little bit different of a. This is, I guess, more of a traditional ski mask. It's not quite the Koberger one. All you see is a pair of eyes there, and it looks like he was, I'm assuming he, we don't know the answer to that, way too hard to tell by these images. It looks like trying to get into the home. This appears to be from the Nest camera. Looks like large glove. I mean, almost looks like boxing gloves.
They do look like boxing gloves almost.
When we're looking at it, but if you look at the other one, the other hand with the glove, it just looks like a very thick. It almost looks like a winter glove. This person clearly had evading identification on their mind going into this house, which is interesting to me. Bob, what's your initial reaction here? Bob Mott, a defense attorney with us from Defense Diaries, as this is coming out and you're seeing the images as we are for the first time as well. What's your thoughts?
I mean, it's going to have to be body type recognition and somebody recognizing the clothing, right?
Somebody in our chat said there's nothing in that picture that is going to be recognizable to anyone. I beg to differ, because somebody looking at that's going to go, oh, that's so-and-so, because people are very distinctive.
Here's the problem with that. Yes, there's going to be a lot of people going, that's so-and-so. And 99.9% of them will be pointing and naming someone that's not.
Well, true, but there is somebody out there that's going to go, I look into those eyes every day. Don't you think?
No.
Somebody knows that person.
I don't see anything super distinctive. Look, to a behavioral or a someone who's able to physically look at this, probably they're seeing a hell of a lot more than we are. So maybe there'll be something there. Are those eyebrows or is that part of the mask that we're looking at?
Those might be eyebrows. And I also think there might be a mustache
there,
guys.
It does.
I'm sorry. If you roll over every day and you see that face, I would recognize that in a heartbeat.
Especially if it had the mask on every day when they rolled over.
You know what I'm talking about.
Good morning, honey. No, you're right. No, maybe when we look at these a little bit closer, I think you're right. There may be some distinguishable features here on this individual right now. I guess my question initially here is this. We're 10 days in. Why are we just saying these right now?
That's a good point.
I think it's how long it took them to get the actual images because of the whole nightmare that she wasn't subscribed. That's what I'm guessing, right? I think that they're – because we knew that from – who owns Nest? Amazon, right? I think they own it.
I
think from their perspective, we knew that they had to have the images even though that they weren't giving them to the end consumer. Because that was the thing. We knew that it had to exist somewhere. So I'm hoping that the answer is that this was as quickly as they could get it from Amazon. You know, that's the only thing that we can think. At this point.
I know, but doesn't that answer just seem like bullshit? I'm sorry. Someone is missing. The whole nation, the world has been watching this for 10 fucking days. And I'm going to guess... this is data. It's there. They have it. So it's been in a retrievable form for 10 days from Nest, from whoever is going to forensically look at the camera. And we don't know the answer to the question of, did the authorities take the camera? Did somebody take the camera down? Who was in possession of the camera? We don't know that. If it was, gleaned off of the actual hard drive itself before it got overwritten because there wasn't a subscription, maybe that's how it happened. Or maybe this was on the cloud temporary. I don't know. It seems to me that the right person at Nest probably knew exactly where to go and find this shit. I don't think it was somebody like literally, putting pixels together or something and waiting for it to show up. There was a clear, accessible route to this shit 10 days ago. Why 10 days later is it that we're finally seeing these as the general public? I get it if you're investigating somebody and you don't want to get it out there. You don't have anybody yet. So, hey, maybe asking for the public's opinion or the public's help 10 days ago may have been helpful considering here we are right now. This just doesn't make any sense to me why 10 days in we get the masked figure photos and we didn't have these like day one or two.
Dude, it's $1 million question. I agree with you. It's like, you got some computer dudes over at Amazon. I'm imagining.
Hey, can you get to this after lunch, Bill? Oh, Bill's out on vacation. Chucky's over here, but he's over at Subway. Once he gets back, maybe. This is like. Get to your desk, figure this shit out now. I don't know. Well, they're working on other stuff right now. They got to get ready for Prime Day. What the fuck? I'm sick of everybody's dumbass bullshit excuses as to why things take so long when we're in a crisis mode situation. And it's like, well, we'll get to it. It's like the comment earlier from the FBI. We're not aware that they were speaking. You're not aware? Come on. How about definitive fucking answers here?
Yeah.
Yes or no?
Yeah. It's crazy. Yeah, I don't know. It's like you're already seeing the speculation in the chat. He looks Hispanic.
I don't see it. Looks like a white dude to me.
Here we go.
Well, we've had people say it looks like a woman, too. Somebody has mentioned the flowers or whatever he's holding in that thing may have been seen on the video from the original reporting from TMZ.
Really? What is that?
I thought they were wires. Those are flowers?
Somebody said they look like brush flowers or something.
It kind of does. Why are they holding brush flowers up by the camera, I wonder? Are they trying to cover the camera with it? It's weird. It's a weird object that's being held to that camera that doesn't seem to make a lot of sense.
And we don't have any timestamps on this, so we don't know when these are from.
No,
you know,
we don't.
I mean,
look at this moment. I mean, all we have are the images at this moment in time, and I'm sure hopefully more context comes out about this. I'm going to believe that these are probably from her home. We don't even know that for sure at this second. But it looks like someone was clearly trying, you know, to get into the home at that moment in time. I can't tell that's all I can't tell that eyebrows are part of the mask.
Or shadowing. You're talking about the potential eyebrow thing up there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like, and it like Todd said, it does look like he's got facial hair.
Yeah.
You know,
unless it does it's part of the mask to make it look like there's something different there. Almost looks like a Hitler mustache.
What if someone's wearing a disguise and a ski mask? I mean, anything's possible here. But here we go. Here we go. This is the next chapter of the story. We're at the very drop point from it right now. Here's the images. Who are they going to say this is? Obviously, they're releasing this because they want the public's help in identifying the person behind this. I'm going to go with male. It looks like it's probably male.
Yeah, it looks like a guy. You know, but
anything is possible. But
I mean, that they're going to figure out the make of that jacket.
Oh, absolutely.
Like in relatively short order, you know, like they've already probably figured out who makes that jacket. They probably already figure out the shoes.
Well, I'm wondering, could the investigators have they known, and maybe that answers my criticism earlier of this, of why 10 days in are we now seeing this as a public? Is that because behind the scenes they thought we better keep this close to the vest because we're going to close in and find? Why wouldn't you want the public to know this? I guess maybe scaring the person away,
possibly. Why.
And they haven't found them yet. So now 10 days in, it's like, okay, we better release them. Because I just don't buy that it took 10 fucking days to get this shit.
Well, to me, it screams that they don't have anything else to go on. Now they need everybody's help.
Yeah. Nesbitt and Chad is saying apparently they weren't recovered until today. So, like, I mean, there's going
to
be
somebody's out to lunch. Again, this bullshit.
Yeah, there's going to be a party line, you know.
You can extract anything from these devices. I just really have a hard time buying that they couldn't get it. Have they been working tirelessly for the last 10 days? I don't know, but it just seems crazy. The stuff that my phone and that bitch Alexa, who never answers me, the stuff she knows about me is insane. They have all this data. Shut up. Sorry, that was her just talking.
I don't know. I've had a theory on this from the very beginning, and I've expressed it on the air, and I'm not going to do it right now. Bob knows it. You all know it. And it looks like it might be playing out.
Oh, my God.
In the chat, it looks like it's playing out.
Yeah, it's playing out in the chat, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. You're right about stuff, Tony. You better not be right about this.
What is that that it looks like he's holding on to there? A lot of people are asking about that. Is that
flashlight?
Is that a flashlight?
Some are saying a gun, but to me that looks like it could be some sort of a holster for a flashlight. It doesn't look like a gun to me.
I don't know what that is.
Maybe it is.
I can't make it out at all. It looks, I don't know what it is. It doesn't really look like he's holding it anyway, because his like thumb doesn't have a grip on what, like, I don't know if that's, what is that?
So here's what investigators are going to be doing right now. They're going to be combing through the, and I hope to God I'm not having to tell investigators what the fuck to do here. Look at the Amazon history. Look at the purchase history for this type of shit from anybody remotely. And I'm sure the FBI knows this. I don't know that nanos that would run through his mind. He's probably out to lunch.
He's using ChatGPT to figure out what to do.
What do you think, ChatGPT? ChatGPT says it's a member of the Blue Man Group. You know, it's like, Jesus Christ.
Actually, the mask, that kind of lends itself to that, doesn't it? Jeez. It looks like it.
I think Mary Starlight might be right. Like that kind of does look like maybe it's a taser.
A taser. Yeah.
It looks a hell of a lot more like a taser than a gun to me.
If you can get out there, there's actual video that they're showing out there as well that I don't have access to. But this whole thing is on video. And yes, he is holding or that person is holding some sort of like flowers or weeds or something like that.
Wow.
I'll see if I can get the video feed. I
wonder if it was something that was on the door that they just pulled off.
Or is that a weird thing? I mean, if she's sitting, did she answer the door? I mean, here's the deal. I mean, they found blood at the doorstep. So did she answer the door? Was she struck right there at the door?
Here's
her video.
Holy cats. God, that's terrifying.
So he's covering the camera, or attempting to cover it, with what looks like a very bulky glove. That just doesn't look like a normal glove to me.
That's a guy. Look at that. 100%
a guy. Well, I'll say 99.9% a guy. Yeah.
Then it looks like he walks over to
those little flowers. So yeah, he's trying to cover the camera with those.
You're right.
He grabs flowers, holds. Is he trying to jam the flowers? He's trying to put the flowers over the camera. That's what he's doing. That's what he's doing. He realizes there's. Okay, so this tells me one thing. This person doesn't know that there's a fucking camera there. This person was not prepared to be on surveillance. That tells me this is the first time the guy's shown up at the house. This isn't somebody who knows the house well. Because I think you'd be more well prepared than grabbing foliage after you've already seen the camera to cover it up.
So do you think that's someone that just showed up into a well-to-do neighborhood going, I'm going to steal some stuff and, oh shit, there's a camera at this house that I chose. Now I'm screwed.
It screams to me of a very inexperienced or someone who's out of their fucking mind that they're grabbing foliage to go and cover this camera with. Like, that's their plan. Here's an idea. It's a Nest doorbell. It's right there. You can rip it off that, which, you know, they apparently did at some point after they realized, you know, zinnias weren't going to fucking cut it. I mean, that doesn't seem to me like somebody who knows what they're walking into, does it? Yeah,
especially like the guy who drops her off at the house all the time.
Yeah, this doesn't seem, I mean, that person did not know a camera was there. They were not prepared for a Nest camera at the entrance to the house, which is a base, like you almost assume everybody might have one by now.
Yeah. But they're very distinctive. You know what they look like? I think everybody knows what they look like at this point, right?
And he didn't retreat. Either.
No.
He shows up on camera knowing he doesn't know if they have a subscription or not, goes to the front, grabs some flowers to cover it while being on camera.
Wow.
No, I don't take this as somebody who knew the situation well.
Yeah, I think you're right. They would have absolutely known this was there.
I mean, that backpack looks brand new.
It looks full.
I mean, they're going to, I mean, at this point, it's figuring out the backpack, who makes it, you know, going through, you know, they're going to have to go through Amazon. Ordered that backpack, everybody who's got that hoodie, like those two things are going to be able to figure out. Like the hoodie's pretty distinctive.
Can you imagine seeing this on your fucking Ring camera in the middle of the night?
No.
Oh my God. Hopefully she didn't wake up and go, oh, there's some masked creature at my door. I mean,
we don't know what was found in the house. We don't know if there was a struggle. All we know is that the blood was on. Okay. Here's another one. This is part of the crime scene. This is right where Brian Enton was walking the other day. Mm-hmm. This is what they released. They released this scene. The scene you're looking at right here is what Brian was filming at the other day. That Nanos, in all of his infinite wisdom, said, hey, go ahead. Let's release it. That's why you don't release crime scenes, kids.
Right.
I don't know.
Oh, God.
The actions speak louder than words, I think, right here, in terms of what. At least some new pieces to this puzzle.
Yeah. Yeah, it's gonna spur on a whole new round of speculation. That's for sure.
Lots of questions, still no answers, but now we have a suspect image at the very least, to go on, which now Yeah, I guess have at it, internets, because yeah. Everybody and their brother is going to be trying to do searches on this stuff. Well, this will be fascinating, and I hope it leads to something. With seeing this, now that we have this piece of evidence here, Bob, does this look to you like someone who's doing a B&E and doing a is this a home invasion gone wrong, or does this look like somebody who came on there with a mission to possibly kidnap someone or kill them and take them? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, if it's somebody who's been out to the house, you know, because a lot of times what you'll see is like people that, like, I don't know who is doing her homemaking and, you know, who's doing, like, who her in-house help is. You know, they're always going to look at those folks to see if they know somebody, because obviously they know some intimate details about the inside of the house. But again, like, the fact that this person does not seem to be aware of the fact that they had a Ring camera, like, to me, that excludes a lot of people.
Yeah, more it does.
Than it well, a lot of people. But in terms of what the motive was it a B&E that went terribly wrong? But like, why are you taking her? You know what I mean? If it's a burglary that has gone terribly wrong, you didn't think she was home, or I mean, like, why are you creating that kind of chaos for yourself when you're already, your face is covered? You know, there's no reason for you to be dragging somebody out of their house, which is going to create what we're experiencing right now. It's like, it would have been one thing if it was a B&E that had gone terribly wrong and he ends up either knocking her out and or worse. At that point, it's a different case, right? I mean, at that point, then we're just looking for a dude who came in. This to me smells like they intended on taking her. Like, there's no other explanation for it. I mean, can you give me an explanation as to if this was just a burglary and they were just trying to come in and get, they didn't take anything, you know, and other than her, you know, why would they take her if it wasn't for that express purpose? To me, I would be guessing that this was a legit
abduction. You know? I guess the question is, if you're going to go to, I mean, wouldn't you be prepared for a camera? I mean, everybody has them. I mean, wouldn't you just assume there's a camera at the door to a home at this day and age? Wouldn't you be prepared with spray paint, with something to kill that camera immediately, or just putting your glove over it immediately and ripping it off? You're going and grabbing flowers. That's a weird, that's like amateur hour to me. I mean, I don't know.
Amateur hour.
They're not prepared. They don't know what the fuck they're doing. Does not seem like someone who's experienced at kidnapping someone. So, I mean, or could this be the B&E that goes horribly, or was this an intended kidnapping and they thought they were going to get money and then she died on them because she didn't get her meds because she's an 84-year-old woman. And then it's like, shit, we got this body. How are we going to get our money? Which would explain some of the verbiage in some of Savannah's videos. I wonder if it plays more into that of the celebration. Maybe they did have these videos earlier. We just want her back. She's probably dead. We get it. But we want her back to celebrate life. I don't know. I'm going to hope to God they've had these videos for the last 10 days, and we are just now seeing them because they're hitting a dead end. I think that was a wrong approach. They're going to look back on it going, we probably should have been releasing this stuff earlier and asking for the public's help. But, you know, you can Monday morning quarterback it all you want. I think people certainly do have the right intent here in terms of trying to find this guy, even if there is, you know, incompetent leadership in some of this.
A lot of folks on the chat saying that backpack looks really full.
Yeah.
Yeah, I said that earlier, too. That's looks heavy.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah.
No, you're fine. Looks heavy, though.
It does. It doesn't look like there's a bunch of room to take a bunch of shit out of the house.
No.
Like there's ropes, various things that you might need to use to kidnap somebody. You know, I mean,
which makes it even weirder if you have that much prep and you're using daisies for your cover up of the camera.
Right. Where's your duct tape?
But again, that could also speak to inexperience. It could speak to someone who's watched a lot of movies about kidnapping and knows they need a backpack and they need the stuff, but they didn't think of what to do for that little centimeter circle that's staring at them as they walk towards the door.
Or they're watching a really old movie about kidnapping and didn't, and there were no Ring cameras back then.
I mean, this just seems, let's go grab the foliage. That's fucking weird.
So weird, man. So weird.
There's the latest. We'll get your thoughts in the comment section. Everybody weigh in and give us your thoughts. Now we have images. We have video of the perpetrator in the abduction of Nancy Guthrie. Still, there's no way to know. I'd love to know more context on this video. Is this just where it ends because there was little memory on that thing and that's where it dies? Because obviously, if there's video of her leaving that house, that
I mean, I would assume they'd have to be able to recover the video where they break the camera, right? I mean, like, we know that there's this like gap in time.
Yeah.
But if there's no subscription and it is like a resident memory thing where it just kind of loops on 60 seconds over and over and just keeps recording over itself, maybe this is all they have. I mean, that would make sense.
Well, but it seems like the more recent in time, which would be when the camera was broken, would have looped over that. You know what I'm saying? Like that would have preceded when the camera gets, I don't know, man.
It's a good question. You know? Yeah. And is there, maybe that's not being released for a reason.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
What's it, if they have that, what's in that may not necessarily be pertinent to finding who this is, but it may answer the question about the status of the well-being of Nancy leaving the property. But again, that's just pure speculation on what may or may not be there. It obviously 10 days for the public to see these images. How or why, we don't know yet.
Yeah.
So, all right. Your thoughts in the comments section. Anybody else have any other thoughts they want to get out here while this is, we're seeing
this? It looks crazy. It's crazy.
No.
It's terrifying.
Yeah, we don't know what exactly might be going on here in this shot, but we will we'll keep watching it. Your thoughts in the comment section and we'll continue the conversation there. Hidden Killers pod.com or hiddenkillers.substack.com or YouTube. We'll be there with you in the comments. Until next time, for Todd, for Stacy, for Bob, I'm Tony. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto. America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Every dating app swap is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Moto Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them, while everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Moto Casino, the only app worth your time.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
John Daly here. You know what day it is?
Neither do I.
I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino.
Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.